What else is happening today? Let's check it. Let's go thumbing through the paper. Thumbing through the paper. Oh, geez, look at this. In Bangladesh. In Bangladesh, a storm they had killed, 1,464 people in Bangladesh. Tidal wave reported to inundate an island of 10,000 people. Tidal wave came in. You know what they said in Bangladesh? You know what the last thing they said before they drowned? They said, Menes Chayim Nidnifrun Debraun, which is Bangladesh for surf's up. Ah! Brutal, 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 brutal. I get all the brutal. And else is, Georgetown Law School graduates today. Many congratulations on the brutality of going to law school. I know what that's like. Oh, jeez. I never went to law school, but I, at one time, I spent my time in Harvard Medical School. Oh, God. And after 4 years of med school, graduation day was unbelievable. We all went running with our diplomas, our arms in the air, screaming, "These hands have been touched by God!" In law school go through some hell, but I don't think it approaches the hell we went through in medical school. The humiliation, standing there in the lab with an open cadaver and having somebody look at you and say, "All right, you want to be a doctor? Be a doctor. Tell me what you see." "Well, I don't know what I see." "You don't know what you see? You don't know, you fool." The endless hours of study. Well, let me tell you something. Graduation day at Harvard Medical School was unbelievable. I mean, the feeling you get after all those years of work, when they hand you the diploma and say, "Congratulations, doctor." I mean, that is a feeling unlike any other. The first thing we did was we all went running out and we got some prescription slips. And we wrote our first prescriptions. Percodan for everybody! And let me write some Valiums too, okay? You want some Dilaudid? You think we ought to go Dilaudid? All right, what the... And then we filled up enema bags with Jack Daniels. We had syringes full of gin. And we went running through the lab, going nuts, nuts, nuts. One guy was hobbling on the operating table. He had nurse, what the hell was her name? Papafilo. Nurse Papafilo on the operating table. And we were all in the observation room and he had the mic hanging down. He's going, "All right, now I'm making a lateral incision here. I'm probing. Yes, here we are." And Nurse Papafilo's going, "Oh, doctor, do you think I'll survive?" And he's going, "Well, I don't know. Let me see here. I think what you need is about 10 cc's of the antidote." Yeah. She said, "Oh, can I have the antidote, please?" And certainly, we were all going, "Yay! All right! Somebody came down the hallway in a wheelchair moving fast. "Look out! Look out! Whoa! Watch out for the crash cart!" Oh, I mean, after all those years in medical school, the release was awesome. We partied and partied. Well, there was one incident that kind of marred the celebration. Everybody dared me to wear my graduation robe with nothing underneath. Just my little cap and gown and absolutely nothing. And I said, "What the hell, you know?" So sure enough, the graduation day came. And I walked up there to get my diploma. The dean handed me the diploma. As I turned to walk away, I tripped. I fell flat on my face. My gown went up. My tuchus was in the air. Pandemonium broke out as I lay there on the floor with my gown up around my neck and my tuchus in the air. The dean walked over to me and said, "Dr. Greece Spinelli, I appreciate the offer, but I think an extra credit term paper would be sufficient, thank you."
Be sure.